The new film from England, 45 Years, shows a couple on the verge of their 45th anniversary. KUNC film critic Howie Mofshevitz, who teaches film and television at CU Denver, says that what's coming is not quite a celebration.
If Andrew Haig's 45 Years were a French film, the two characters, Kate and Jeff, would be ranting and raving all over the screen, having wild, angry sex, calling each other names I can't repeat, running screaming into the rain at night, and crashing their car into the sea. But the movie's British, so the two chew on their lips more than on each other. They're terribly contained about what they think or feel. Their speech is careful and proper. But it's because of the restraint that what goes on between them comes through and is so softly devastating. The film starts with a very long shot of Kate, Charlotte Rampling, across a huge misty green field, walking the dog, a white cottage in the deep background. When she gets closer, you see she's wearing jeans and the kind of relaxed, comfortable L.L. Beanish outdoor wear that says she has a sense of style and cares about how she looks. Her hair may be dyed, so it's auburn, and helps her look lively. When she comes into the house, she's humming Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, the version sung by the Platters in 1958. Jeff, Tom Courtney, sits at the table in the kitchen. His hair's gray. His voice is thin. He looks a lot older than Kate and uncertain in the eyes. They're on the verge of their 45th wedding anniversary when Tom gets word that the body of an old girlfriend, after about 50 years, has been found in Switzerland. Katya fell into a crevasse in the Alps when the two were hiking. Now the body's surfaced in the ice, and Jeff's thinking about whether he wants to see it. The fact that Jeff was once in love with Katya doesn't bother Kate, but it's disturbing that enough connection still exists that he's notified. Other hints of Jeff's lingering feelings for this long-dead woman arise. They mount up and set Kate off balance. 45 Years looks like a search for the real Jeff. The movie shows the side of his face or the back of his head more than the front. He feels elusive, like he's hiding something. As he tells the story of his time with Katya, Kate has to ask lots of questions to pull out the information. Maybe he's just been partly present all along. Now, for the first time, Kate has to evaluate what their life's been and what it's meant. They have no children. It's just the two of them in retirement, with their shared history and a bunch of stuff in the attic, which they get to by struggling up a long ladder into a trap door. It takes work to open up their past. 45 Years is not a big secret picture. There's no gorilla hiding in the recesses of their house. Instead, bits of disconcerting information slither out, and Kate's face grows progressively worried and preoccupied. Unlike Jeff, Kate gets full-face shots all through the movie. The film's a study of Kate's face, and Charlotte Rampling has an Oscar nomination for her work. Recent movies about old people tend to be about memory loss and other infirmities, as if vibrant living's impossible when human beings age. Kate and Jeff are creaky at times, and while you wonder about Jeff's memory, as it turns out, there's more memory than either of these characters might want. They're awash in memory, which throws them off kilter. In its way, 45 Years teases at Virginia Woolf's novel Mrs. Dalloway. Like Mrs. Dalloway, Kate's planning a big party and has things to worry about, and more concerns get in the way. Kate's mostly alone in her thoughts. Jeff isn't much help on the party. He seems lost in thought and locked into himself. The movie's a picture of a relationship, but from 45 years into the marriage, clearing the smoke leaves a lot of questions. For KUNC, I'm Howie Mofshevitz.